All right, perfect. So, in this video, make it nice and big here. In this video, we're gonna walk through the Medium dashboard, right? We're gonna talk about some of the different features that you can see here on the dashboard. We're gonna talk about how to navigate it, and I'm just gonna show you personally some of the things that I do to keep track of what's going on the Medium platform and to stay in tune with everything that's going on. And one thing I really want you to learn how to do throughout this process of watching this video is really figure out how to become a connoisseur of the platform, study it, and keep up to date with how things are going so that you know even insights that you can get on your own beyond just taking the course, right? So I want to give you the basic tenets, but what I also want to do is explain to you how to become an intuitive user of Medium and how to reverse engineer the strategies that you see other successful writers doing. So for me, there was no Medium course available. I had to use this intuitive process I'm about to show you in order to figure out some of the things about the platform that could help me be more successful, right? So here we are. This is the homepage. This is what you'll land on once you're signed into your Medium account. I personally sign in via Twitter because Twitter is the platform that I use primarily, and it's the one that is connected to Medium because the founder of Twitter is also, or one of the co-founders of Twitter, excuse me, is also the founder of Medium. So there's a lot of things commingle between the sites, kind of like Google and YouTube. Anyways, here we are on the homepage. You're gonna see a couple different things here. Try to follow my cursor a little bit. The first thing that you're gonna notice is the feed, right? And the feed is where you see different articles that may be of interest to you, right? So there's two different tabs to the feed. One is the recommended section, and the other is the following section, right? So the recommended section, these are the articles that Medium thinks that you might wanna read, and they base what goes on in the feed based on a couple different things. One, when you first sign up to Medium, you have topic choices that you can select that you want to have more interest in, right? So if you look at the top, here's some of the topics that I selected. And this was a very long time ago. I think I just signed in and I kind of just chose a whole bunch of different things that may be of interest to me. There's some that I don't focus on as many as others, but the topics that you choose, here's a topics page, and I'll get back to that. I accidentally clicked there. But the topics that you choose help dictate what comes in the feed. So it says, hey, this person is interested in philosophy, software engineering, writing, leadership examples, right? So they're going to promote stuff that they think might be of interest to me. So when you go through and you're looking at articles in the feed, you're going to see a couple different things. First, you're going to see where I'm waving the cursor over here at the top result. You're going to see the name of the author who's publishing an article. And then you're also going to see a nice little profile picture if they decided to add one. Next, you'll see often, not always, but often you'll see the word in followed by a name, right? So that in button means that this post has been submitted and published into a publication. Right, so publications, as we'll explain here in a little bit more depth in the future, publications, think of them like mini magazines within Medium. So we can do a quick primer on publications. So this article is published in a publication called Illumination. So if I go through and you click to Illumination, this is where you'll see the page for the Illumination publication, right? Side note, Illumination is a really good beginner-friendly publication that you could submit your work to, which I will talk about more in the future. But as you go into this publication, you'll see that there are different articles published in the feed from different dates, etc., right? And it's broken down in all various different ways. You know, you can break up publications in many different ways as a publication owner as you see fit. Like I said, we'll get in more depth shortly, but that is how publications work. Next, if you look below here, what you're going to see is a tag, right? Or it's a topic, excuse me, right? So when you write articles, what you're going to do is add certain tags to your articles. And then Medium is going to look at these tags, and if they decide your article is good and it meets their editorial standards, it's going to curate them or choose them for distribution, right? So when your article is chosen for distribution, that means it's going to potentially be distributed on the newsfeed in front of people who could be interested in your work. So if we go through to the topics page, which is another thing I suggest you do, you'll see articles that are under the topic of life that have been distributed and promoted under the topic of life. So you'll see a couple different sections here. We can quickly go through the topics. It gives you lots of different metrics and data about each topic itself, right? So you can see that 654,000 stories have been marked under this topic and chosen for distribution. You know, this is over a very, 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 very long period of time. And this also shows the writers who have published under this tag and are choosing their articles in life, right? So in the trending section, you're going to see articles that Medium has recently curated and they're trying to promote. And by trending, it just means that these articles, they might not be super viral, but they're getting a decent amount of traction as of this moment, right? So it means that they got distributed and now they're starting to pick up some views. So if you see here, there's a lot of popular writers in the trending section. You got Umar Haque, I don't know how to pronounce his name. Jessica Wildfire, another super popular writer on Medium. Tim Denning, Benjamin Carter, etc. Sinem, a good friend of mine. So these are the trending articles, right? So what I do, just as a general strategy, is I go through and I take time to read different articles in different sections based on whether or not they're trending. And, you know, I try to pick out some things that I could decipher from these articles that, you know, might have caused them to be successful. I would look at the headlines of the articles. I'd look at the content of the articles. I'd look at how they're structured. I look at the photos. For example, one thing that I do, so let's say here's Tim Denning. Here's one of his articles. If you look here, you see his profile picture. Sometimes I'll go through and click to see where the picture came from. In this case, this didn't come from a large library, but sometimes if people use, for example, an Unsplash photo, you can go to the Unsplash page of that picture and find a bunch of similar ones that are really cool to look at. Now, if we go through to the latest section, this just means that every article tagged life gets thrown into this feed the minute it is published, right? So this doesn't necessarily guarantee that it's gonna get any views, but at a minimum, once your article is published under a certain tag, it's going to get distributed into this latest section right here, right? And now the best part, or the part I want you to look at most, is this best category. So this is where I really look to see what is performing super well, right? So usually I don't do this. I don't use the this year trending or the this year best section because oftentimes with the algorithm changes and such, you know, seeing an article that was really popular, you know, 11 months and 29 days ago might not give you the best ideas as to what to produce now. So I usually go to this month or this week. I usually like to pick this month, right? So I'll say, okay, what are the top articles this month? And I use that same process. I look through and read the articles. Sometimes I'll take notes on them, etc. Right? Now, if you go over here, there's a related topic section which says, hey, if you like articles in the life tag, you might like articles in the life lessons tag. You might be interested in self-improvement. Maybe you want to read about relationships, inspiration, mental health, etc. So that's the related topic section. Next is the top writer section, right? This is where you get all your, if you're a top writer, this is where you get your fancy tag. Look, there's yours truly right there, you know, coming in the top 16, 20, something like that, right? So top writers, here's how you get a top writer tag, and here's how to explain how the top writers works, right? So top writers are basically people who get the most amount of views using a certain tag. So if you want to become a top writer in a certain tag, you're going to want to write using the same tag over and over and over again, right? So I have a basket of tags. So I have a basket of tags that I like to use to help me gain top writer status in different categories. Life lessons is one I use a lot. Self-improvement I use a lot. Mental health I use a lot. Self I lose a lot, right? Use a lot, right? So if you want to become a top writer and a tag and become part of this list right here, you need to stack your tags, meaning that you use those tags over and over and over again. And then to get in the top writers, it's just based on, so Umar has the most views with articles that are tagged life. Sean Kernan has the second most views with articles tagged life. Tim Denning has the third most views with articles tagged life, right? So that's how that works. So that is the topics page. And yeah, this is just cool stuff to dig around. This is A, to find articles that you're enjoying reading. So when you go to the Medium 30-day roadmap, it's going to talk about going through and reading and clapping for articles so that you can start to engage with the platform and, pick up followers by being a good steward of the platform. But you can dig around into different tags that you like to find articles, right? So a lot of people complain that they might not have everything they want right up in their feed, and this is where going through topics pages and digging deep can help. So go back to the home page here. Is there anything else to notice? So there's a couple of things, a couple different things you can look at. These right here give the reasons for why they're promoting an article to your feed, right? So this says it's selected for you, meaning that it's just an article the curators think you might like. This one is called based on your reading history, right? So the algorithm picks up the articles that you read and starts to build a profile based on the things that you like, right? So here's Emmanuel Anderson. He's one of my students, so I check out and read his articles quite a bit. So it says, hey, you've read articles from Emmanuel before. You probably want to read some more, don't you? And then it shows that he is distributed in the psychology tag. This will show you how long ago the articles are published. It varies. So sometimes what a lot of people, what Medium will do, see, as you see here, as you go down, it's starting to show you articles that are older, right? And this is where the long tail strategy comes in, right? So you can have an article that starts to pick up steam because Medium puts it in the feed months later. Sometimes they choose articles that are way old from like 6+ months ago. So that's why it's important to build up your category of articles. Now, if you go here, there's a who to follow section. Again, this is algorithmically based. Let's go give some of these cool peoples a follow just because I like being a steward of the platform. So, boom, follow some cool people, get some new writing in my feed. Right? Show you some more people, more people, more people, more people, more people. Tags you want to follow? Sure, I'll follow mindfulness. Follow some more of these tags, even though I probably should have already been following them. So that's how that works. Can also mute topics. Yeah, there's certain writers, there's certain people that I have muted over time just because I'm not a big fan of their writing, which is something that you can do to clean up your feed. Stuff based on your reading history. These are your recommendations. And these are recommendations, or these are showing you who you're following, right? So we go back to the home page. There's that. What this will do, this will show you a tab of articles from people that you're following, right? So a lot of my students are on here. Like I primarily spend most of the time reading articles from either my students or a couple of my friends. So here's my brother right here. Actually, go ahead and give my brother Tunde a follow. He got on Medium recently. He just reached out to tell me he broke the $100 a month threshold to join the top 10% of writers, so that's pretty cool. And then this will show you basically how many articles they've published that you haven't read yet. So it looks like my brother has two new articles that I haven't read yet that I could check out. Emmanuel has four. Patricia has two. Kate Mack has seven, right? So that's a basic gist of the feed. Next, there's this notifications tab, which is good. They finally fixed it. It was a little buggy before, but it's great. So notifications, this is where you can go through and just see different things that are going on. You could see if people have clapped for your article. So as we'll explain, claps are when, after you read an article, if you enjoy it, you can clap for it. And that helps those writers get their articles recommended in the algorithm. It'll show you who responded to you. There's also this tab over here. This is one I like to use if I'm feeling in the mood to respond to people. You can go through and you'll see when people responded to your post. You can click on it, it'll go straight to that response. So if you want to leave a response, you click that button right there. The response tab will pop up and you could say, "Thanks, Connor." You spell his name right. And hey, let's go give Connor a follow. Boom. And then you'll also see highlights, right? So this will pop through and show you your highlights. So what people can do, and I'll show you how to do this in a second, is highlight for stuff you enjoy when you're reading it, right? So those are most of the features that I use. Reading, some people make reading lists and save them. I don't do it much, but you could start a list if you want to. So you could say, "Here's my list. Cool articles." So I created a cool articles list. Now, if I want to find an article to add to cool articles, I'll go find a cool article. So let's find some of my buddies. Let's go through. Actually, we'll go to one of my students. Let's go to Katya's page. She wrote this super viral post as a result of going through the Medium program and studying the process. So if I wanted to add this to one of my lists, I could say, "All right, I'm gonna put this in my cool articles list." Boom. And then when I go back to my list, cool articles, Katya's story will now appear. So that's a basic primer on how the feed works. Feel free to jump around. Oh, a couple more things to show you real quick, just basic audience stuff. So when you're reading through an article, this is a listening feature.
Five shady
Five
sales
shady sales
tactics
tactics
that
that
are
are
making
making
you
you
spend.
spend.
Pretty cool, right? So you can read articles. It'll show you where it's published in the startup. You can click through, get to the writer's page. This is Naharika, one of our star students, goes to her page, and that's what a profile page looks like. We could dive a little bit more about how to set up your profile page later. You can share on Twitter, share on Facebook. You know how to share. You can copy the link. So if you wanted to send it to a friend, you could just paste it. Boom. Oh, whoops. All right, there you go. So claps. So if you let's say you want to say you like an article, well, a couple things you can do. One, if there's something that you think is cool about the article, you can highlight it and press this button, and that will leave a highlight. Highlight something if you want to leave a private note that only the author can see. So then she'll get a note that only she can see from me. And let's say you want to highlight a specific part of an article and comment on it, you can do that as well. And let's say you get all the way down to the bottom of the article, you think it's cool, you can clap up to 50 times, which I suggest you do. Now, claps, you don't earn any money from claps, but it's just a cool metric. It's good social proof to have a lot of claps in your articles. So make sure you're doing a lot of claps for people because it makes their stuff look better. And then you can click on there to respond, right? So that's a basic overview of how you use the Medium feed.